USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Facing intense scrutiny from President Donald Trump and his Republican allies, Hunter Biden announced that he will step down from the board of directors from a Chinese-backed private equity firm at the end of the month as part of a pledge not to work on behalf of any foreign-owned company should his father win the presidency. Biden revealed his plan in an internet post written by his attorney, who outlined the defense of the younger Biden's work in Ukraine and China, which have emerged as one of Trump's chief lines of attack against Hunter's father, despite no current proof of impropriety. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law to counter Trump administration plans to increase oil and gas production on protected public land. The measure bars any California leasing authority from allowing pipelines or other oil gas infrastructure to be built on state property. It makes it even more difficult for drilling to occur because federally protected areas are adjacent to state-owned land. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A large section of a Hard Rock Hotel under construction beside New Orleans' historic French Quarter collapsed amid blinding dust and flying debris, killing two people and injuring more than 20. Rescue workers continue to search for one other person still unaccounted for. Officials said 18 people were taken to the hospital. Several others went to the hospital on their own. They said none of the injuries were believed to be life-threatening at this time. The four people killed when gunfire erupted at an illegal gambling club in Brooklyn were all local men, police said, as they continue to investigate the circumstances of their deaths. Police said just over a dozen people had been gambling with dice and cards at the small club when the violence erupted just before 7 a.m. on Saturday. The unlicensed club had a sign identifying it as the AAA Aces Private Social Event Space. Investigators are still determining if it's a gambling dispute, a robbery, or something else to blame. Two handguns were recovered. Multiple shots were fired. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Helicopters, boats, and thousands of troops were deployed across Japan to rescue people stranded in flooded homes as the death toll from a ferocious typhoon climbed as high as 33. One woman fell to her death as she was being placed in a rescue helicopter. Typhoon Hagibis made landfall south of Tokyo and battered central and northern Japan with torrents of rain and powerful gusts of wind. The typhoon was downgraded to a tropical storm earlier today. Public broadcaster NHK said over 14 rivers across the nation had flooded, some spilling out in multiple spots. The government's Fire Disaster and Management Agency said that 33 people died, 11 are missing, and 187 injured as a result of the typhoon. It said over 12,000 homes were flooded and 517 others were badly damaged. Mack truck workers are walking picket lines after their union launched a strike at plants in three states. The United Automobile Workers Union Local 677 began picketing outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. The company said the strike involves about 3,500 employees at facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. The union says many issues are unresolved, including wages, job security, and pension health benefits. Mack Trucks President Martin Weisberg said he's surprised and disappointed that the union decided to walk out rather than allow the employees to keep building trucks and engines while parties continue to negotiate. This action comes amid a week-long United Automobile Workers strike at General Motors plants. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.